station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, if you're joining us there, of course, is brought to you by SFCU. Live from Unitego tonight, we are through the regular season, we are through the league playoffs, and we are officially into the sectional tournament. So from here on out, it is win and go home for all of these teams. So I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. It's the newly crowned MAC champions, 4-seed Unitego. The girls hosting 13-seed Sydney here tonight in the opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll look at the whole bracket, tell you what you need to know, and get you set for tonight's matchup here between the Unitego girls and Sydney. A good old-fashioned Route 7 rivalry game here tonight to kick off the sectional tournament. Doesn't get much better than that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. The opening round of the sectional tournament here tonight for the girls. The boys will start tomorrow, and we will not have a game on the radio tomorrow night. We're going to wait and see what the second round matchups will bring, which are set to be Friday and Saturday. Now, just a note, it does look like we could get some snow late Thursday night into Friday, which could impact if schools are open on Friday, and that could really throw a kink into the schedule for sure. So we are going to have to just wait and see what happens with the upcoming Section 4 schedule once we get into the second round. But, of course, tonight's matchup is 13 Sydney and 4 Unitego. The other girls' games happening tonight, and I'm just going to go through the whole bracket, even though some of these teams are not in our coverage area. 9-seed Elmira Notre Dame is at 8 Southern Cayuga. 12-seed Harpersville is at 5-seed Thomas Edison. Of course, we have Sydney at Unitego. We have 11-seed Oxford at 6-seed Moravia. 10-seed Spencer Van Etten is at 7-seed Green. Now, the top three seeds in this bracket have a bye. Newark Valley is 1, Union Springs is 2, and Delhi is 3. So Delhi is awaiting the winner of Moravia and Oxford. The winner of tonight's game between Unitego and Sydney will await the winner of Thomas Edison and Harpersville. So it's very possible that Unitego could get another home game in the second round. If they can just win here tonight, actually, yes, they're going to get a home game no matter what because they're playing the winner of the 5-12. Now we will have to wait and see what happens with the snowstorm. If the snowstorm dumps as much as they're saying it could, that could definitely delay some second-round games. I think it could make the schedule a real headache for the assigners, because they're going to not have games Friday. Some teams like Unitigo might be able to have a doubleheader here if their boys win as well on Saturday. Otherwise, it's just going to be a lot of different games at different times and locations, and so we'll see. I think they're going to have to try to get all those games in on Saturday. I have noticed, not officially yet, but that some teams are talking about trying to move the second-round game to Thursday instead of Saturday to try to get it in before the snowstorm. So, you know what? Somebody's got to win before we even have to worry about that. So, Sydney and Unitigo here tonight, the new MAC champions, the Unitigo girls, and pretty cool stat here. The first time in league history that the same school has won the MAC boys and the MAC girls. So kudos to Unitigo for that, as they pulled off a nice win, a five-point win, 55-50 over Delhi last Friday over at Unadilla Valley to win their first MAC championship in school history. Very cool. When I come back, I'm going to be joined by my color commentator tonight, Skylar Thompson. Of course, Sky is the Franklin boys coach, and they are awaiting their first game tomorrow in sectionals as well. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups, and when we come back, we will kick off the girls' sectional tournament between Sydney and Unitigo here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members, can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to Shenandoah.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you here as we have Sydney and the Unitigo girls in the opening round of the Section 4 Class C basketball tournament. And I should welcome in my broadcast partner tonight, Sky Thompson. He's the Franklin boys coach. Coach just flew over here from practice as he gets ready for his tournament starting tomorrow. It's an exciting time of year, Coach.
It is. Every day is an exciting day at this point of the year. As you mentioned before, you went to break. Some schools considering having to change things up schedule-wise, you know, with a potential snowstorm. And, you know, we've been talking about how COVID's been changing things up and all that stuff this time of the year. Weather can obviously play a factor in regards to scheduling, too. Could be for a very quick turnaround for some of these teams. If they play on a Tuesday, you're only given one day to prepare. And obviously, as is a team that, you know, has the bye in the first round, too. But doesn't give you the normal two-day window like you normally have. So it could make for some very interesting outcomes.
Yeah, and of course, wouldn't it just be that way with everything that these teams have gone through this year to have to do something like that and have a quick turnaround because of a snowstorm, kind of a freak thing, you know?
Absolutely. And then on the boys' side of things, right, if we do get that bad snowstorm, that could impact practice the day before a game, you know, because if we're supposed to play on a Saturday and the snowstorm comes in and school says you can't practice or something like that because the snow, if it's as bad as some people have said it's going to be, you can't practice. Well, now you don't have practice the day before a game. It can really make a difference.
Every coach's worst nightmare, right? So, let's get you the starting lineups here. First, for visiting Sydney and head coach Donnie Pierce, they start with the sophomore, number 2, Ava Sirigliano. She's had a great year. Junior, number 5, Emma Simmons, also one of the standout players in the MAC. Both were second-team All-Stars. Senior, number 13, Courtney Mondor. Freshman, number 15, Emily Russo. And sophomore, number 24, Michaela Bales. On the other side for the MAC champions and head coach Bob Zee for Unitegal, they will start with sophomore, number 4, Bailey McCoy. Senior, number 5, Alexa Lucia. Junior, number 11, Kylie Moosaw. Junior, number 15, Maddie Wilsey. And senior, number 23, Tatum Coddington. Tatum hit 5 three-pointers in the MAC championship. Kylie Moosaw hit 4. And they had a team total of 11 three-pointers. That was the difference against Delhi in that 5-point victory. Shot very, very well from the outside. Probably the best I've ever seen Tatum Coddington shoot from the outside. So here we go. The opening tap goes to Unitego. They're going right to left. And Wilsey finds Moosaw inside for 2.
Coach D hoping he gets another great shooting night like that tonight and throughout the playoffs.
And so Unitego is in the white uniforms with the green trim. Says Unitego across the front of the chest. And a turnaround shot here by Sydney. They're in the maroon uniforms with the gray and the white trim. As they miss that shot, and then Unitego with a rebound and outlet pass to Moosaw, and she's fouled as she tried to take it the rest of the way. So a good start for Unitego. Moosaw to the line. She was phenomenal the other night, and so was Tatum Coddington. They were just getting contributions from everybody in the MAC championship game as they won their first league title in the MAC in school history. And Moosaw's first shot from the line rattles in and out.
And it's great in a playoff game like that, obviously, in their league championship game. And going forward, you want to get contributions from all players up and down your lineup.
Moosaw settles in. Second shot off the mark. Rebound Coddington. She'll look to kick it back across from McCoy. Far side for Wilsey. Skips it back left side here for Moosaw in front of the Sydney bench. Into the corner for Coddington. She hit four of her 5 threes from that left corner in the MAC championship game. Shot here from McCoy. No good. Coddington a rebound. Second chance won't go. And they're chased down a rebound here by McCoy. Boy, Unitego really cleaning the glass well. They find Wilsey with a spot-up jumper. That won't go. Coddington says, I'll take it. Missed the layup on the right side. Kind of hit the underside of the bucket. And finally, Sydney comes away with it. And a breakaway layup here is up and good for the Warriors from the senior Courtney Mondor. But what a display of rebounding down there, Coach.
I don't know how many offensive rebounds they got in one possession, but the only unfortunate part for Unitego is they didn't capitalize on any of them.
Now a steal, and here comes Emma Simmons down the right side of the floor. She's going to have a big night here tonight for Sydney as they try to pull off an upset. Here is Simmons straight away. Unitego very aware of where she is, and you got to be aware of Sirigliano, too, the talented sophomore. A little Dr. J finger roll on the inside won't go. Out of bounds. Going to stay here with Sydney. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Ball rolled out. Shea Barber, the MAC MVP for the boys, able to help out a little bit there as he's standing in the corner, passed it back to the official. Sydney looking to get it in. We're tied 2-2, just a minute and a half into this game. The ball's going to roll out of bounds and go to Unitego here off the hands of Emily Russo. Thanks for joining us for the Butler Auto tip-off show. Mike Butler and his staff at Butler Auto Sales with those two locations in Sydney, huge supporters of high school sports. Can't say thanks enough to him. And here is Coddington. Back to McCoy. Skips it across for Moosaw. Down low for Wilsey. On the left low block. Works it back out. Good defense by the Warriors so far. McCoy to the right side for 3. She hits it. And the threes continue to fall for this Spartans team. That's Bailey McCoy. So Unitego leads 5-2. 2 minutes in. Now a steal by Coddington. looking for Moussaw. Pass was too tall, out of bounds, and going back to the Sydney Warriors. And here comes that full-court pressure so far, Coach. Unitigo loves to dial it up.
They've been pushing the pace up and down, even offensively. You saw the first tip. They got it. They made one quick pass ahead of the court. Then they got the ball right back. They threw it ahead again. They're looking to push the pace definitely right from the get-go.
Here's Simmons in the corner trying to pass to the interior. They'll get a shot off there from Michaela Bales, but it was blocked. Bales gets it back, finds Sirigliano. Turnaround off the glass is good for Ava Sirigliano. She has a bright future here in the MAC for Sydney. Moussaw finds Connington for a two. Left it short, rebound Sirigliano. 5:15 to go, first quarter. 5-4 our score. Unitigo girls leading Sydney here in the sectional tournament. It's the first round tonight. We're live from the U. Simmons with a chest pass to the right side for Russo. High post. They'll look to get a shot off. They miss, but it's a foul, and Courtney Mondor going to the line.
Sydney looking to work the ball inside right from the start here. Looks like it's working out pretty well for them. They've gotten some pretty good looks right from the beginning. I'll be interested to see if they can continue to do with the Unitigo pressure. Obviously, they keep applying the full court one.
Mondor to the line. First one coming. Student section making some noise. Shot is no good. Sydney settling in. Coach, how important is it, playoff atmosphere on the road, to find a way to settle in those first 2-3 minutes?
It's very important right from the beginning of the game that you don't get caught up in the playoff atmosphere or thinking it's a playoff game. You want to try and treat every game like it's almost any other game. As you saw, great rebound there and put back.
Sirigliano. Yeah, she missed. Russo missed two at the line there. But Sirigliano says, I'll clean that up and take care of it. And now Unitigo back the other way, and a pass down low to Wilsey, and she is fouled. And Wilsey gets her first basket of the night. She's going to have a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play. So, 4:48 to go, first quarter. Unitigo retakes the lead, 7-6, and I think it could be interesting. How does Unitigo take away Sirigliano on the inside? She's showing she's very good in there.
Absolutely, and back to what we were saying about the playoff game. You want to try and treat every game almost like it's any other game, because if you get too nervous about the playoff game or something like that, you're going to play too nervous, too tight. You're not going to play comfortable. And when you're playing against a team like Unitigo, who's going to put the pressure on you, you're already going to feel that pressure from them. The last thing you want is any extra that you put on yourself.
So the shot for Wilsey at the line is good. Makes it 8-6. Now a steal back by Unitigo. There's that pressure, and McCoy finishes the great pass from Alexa Lucia. McCoy now with 5 points. Another steal. Lucia finds Moussaw. She lays it in. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Sydney. That pressure pays off, and Unitigo opens up a 12-6 lead over the Sydney Warriors with 4:19 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nice little 6-0 run there for Unitigo. Balloons this lead up to 12-6. Unitigo girls hosting Sydney in the opening round of the sectional tournament. And Unitigo again leads 12-6, 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Sydney trying to settle in here.
Very important for Sydney not to get caught up in being down only six. It's a long game. If you play your game, work the ball back inside, take time, not allow Unitigo to get out and run, you can work yourself back into this game.
Moussaw with a steal and a layup there for Unitigo. And so they balloon it up to 14-6. Now another steal. Long pass ahead for Moussaw, and she's just laying them up and in right now. Back-to-back layups for Kylie Moussaw. And Unitigo leads Sydney 16-6 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Warriors get across midcourt. They find Sirigliano. She gets around a double team, fires it up from about 20 feet. Out of bounds, off the miss, going to stay with the Sydney Warriors. And so they trail 16-6. Lizzie Kraft comes in for Tatum Connington. 3.5 to go in the first quarter here in the opening round of the sectional tournament. They will get the winner of Thomas Edison and Harpersville, whoever wins this game here tonight. Now a foul on the inside as Sirigliano had it at the left elbow.
And that shot went in. If this were the NBA, that's an and one.
That's a great point. That's a great point. I mean, kudos to Ava for even being able to get that off there. She got
I know.
It pretty good. So Sydney's going to get it in. They'll find Emma Simmons into the paint. Little up and under for Emma. Scores. Nice bucket there.
I remember 2 years ago, we played against Sydney. For me, it was last year. I can't remember. And I saw her play. She impressed me. She seems like she's a pretty good player, too.
Yeah, very strong player. Continues to develop. Sydney trailing 16-8. Unitigo with the jumper on the right side. Left Lucia. Boy, they're shooting the lights out here, Coach. As they lead 18-8. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. A pass to Sirigliano at the top of the key. Nice dish down low and a layup here for Sydney. Courtney Mondor off the dish from Sirigliano. Good look.
She's a very impressive. I haven't seen her play yet, but she's very impressive so far.
Yeah, just for being a sophomore, I think she's done a great job this year. Here's Musa on the baseline. Dishes off for Wilsey, and she scores off the glass. Wow. So you have McCoy and Wilsey with 5, and Musa with 8 to lead the way for Unitigo. Musa going for a steal. Sirigliano is able to protect as Unitigo leads 20-10. And now a foul on the left side as Simmons was trying to take it to the rim. Foul's going to be on Kraft here for Unitigo. With 2.5 to go in the first quarter, as I said, our score is Unitigo 20 and Sydney 10. You can't get into a track meet with this Unitigo team. They're just too tough.
No, you do not. And it's funny because when I played Verona, Coach Mackey, of course, there's certain teams that you know when you play against them, you don't want to get into that track meet, that up and down, because that's the style that they play. And against Unitigo, you can see early on here, if you're going to try and beat them doing that, it's going to be hard. You want to slow the game down, work the ball down low, all right, take time off the clock, get good shots. And defensively, you want to get back. You want to stop allowing them to throw the ball ahead and get easy looks.
Sydney with the basketball on the left side after it went out of bounds. Simmons will take it to the interior. Her shot from the left wing is off the mark. Kraft with a pass ahead here for Lex Lucia, and she lays it up and in. And Lucia's got 4 points. Unitigo, they are really pushing the pace, and they lead 22-10. They're leaking somebody out and getting good looks. Simmons tries to pass to the interior, another steal. Numbers for Unitigo if they hurry. They dish it off from Musa to Wilsey, and out of bounds it goes. And you just get that feeling, Coach, like Bob Z was saying, hey, we gotta get out early, get a lead, and put this thing away if we can.
If you can, I mean, we still got a minute 56 left in this quarter. They've already put 22 points on the board. And it's because of the pace they're playing at. They're getting good defensive stops, and they keep having someone leak out, and they're just throwing the ball ahead. They're doing a great job of doing that. And, of course, when they've had to slow it down, they've been making their shots, too. And that's a great sign for them, especially going forward after the last game. They made all those shots as well. Good shooting. You want to get hot at the right time. We talk about it all the time, whether it's whatever sport it is, momentum, and it looks like they're getting some right now.
Sirigliano with a travel, so the ball right back to Unitigo again with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter, and the Unitigo girls leading 22-10. Lucia in the left corner will dish it up top for Musa. Far side, Bailey McCoy for a three in and out, and a rebound for Sirigliano. She'll look to push it forward. Sirigliano down the right wing side as Sydney goes left to right. Lucia tried to steal it from behind, and they're going to say a travel again on Sirigliano. Back to Unitigo.
I don't like to comment on this, but if I'm the Sydney coach, I got a good point right here with the ref. She didn't have the ball. The ball was knocked from behind, but it's an unfortunate break there for them. But
I think that's what Coach Pierce is saying, too. He's kind of shaking his head here. He didn't fight it too hard or anything.
No, you don't want to fight too hard. You know, you got to pick your battles. But I can definitely understand as a coach myself where the frustration would be.
They find Coddington, right wing corner, halfway down. It popped out. That's her sweet spot there. And now the rebound to Emma Simmons, trying to go coast to coast. Simmons to the interior, hits it, and she's fouled. Emma Simmons now with 4 points. Take the lead with Ava Sirigliano, and Emma will head to the line here. 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. Unitigo leads 22-12. Opening round of the sectional tournament here in Class C in Section 4. And so it's win or go home this time of the year. As Simmons can't make that foul shot, Lizzie Kraft will track down a rebound for Unitigo. And an outlet pass to Kai Musa. and finds Lex Lucia in the left corner. Zunitigo goes right to left. We'll zip one back up top. Musaw straight away, three, buries the head. Musaw's got 11 here in the opening quarter. 30 seconds to go here in the opening frame. Unitigo leads 25-12. Sydney beats over the top of the defense. They miss a left-handed layup, but Sirigliano's going to punch one back out. Bales with the jumper, and she hits it.
That was a great look by Emma, though, up top from Sydney. And if you can make plays like that and get easy looks, now, I didn't make that one, but if she can pick the defense apart like that, it gives Sydney a chance to get some easy buckets.
10 seconds left. Unitigo leading 25-14 here in the opening quarter. Coddington reverses, Lex Lucia, three ball, high arcing shot is good.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, they are all going down right now for Unitigo. They lead 28-14. It's a football score after the first quarter. We'll be back with the start of the second here on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, an exciting, high-powered first quarter here for Unitigo, and Sydney putting up 14. That's not a shabby number by far.
Absolutely not.
I mean, a great first quarter here in the opening round of the sectional tournament. Unitigo girls leading 28-14. Sydney with the ball to start the second quarter. Here's Bales with a jumper for the Sydney Warriors from the foul line. Shot won't go. Bales tracks down her own rebound. Back up top, Emma Simmons straightaway three. Too strong. Kraft with a rebound. Here comes Unitigo.
And you and I did a couple of 8-man football games here, and I don't even know if they scored as many points in the first quarter as we just saw in this basketball game.
And here is Musaw to the right side. Everybody's scoring right now for Unitigo. Musaw takes it to the rim. It was too strong, and another traveling call here on Ava Sirigliano. Now Coach Pierce looking at the officials here, saying, oh, I don't know. So I think he was trying to plead his case there a little bit more this time, but he did stay calm about it. Musaw to the left side for three. No good. And Wilsey was there to clean it up and put it in.
She was in the right place at the right time. The ball off the rim fell right into her hand.
30-14 now. Unitigo girls leading Sydney. Opening round of the Section 4 Class C basketball tournament here tonight. And another steal by Tatum Coddington. Down the left side of the floor, across the midcourt timeline, finds Wilsey. Dishes down low. No, Sirigliano saw that the whole way. Steals. Takes it back down the floor. Sirigliano stops and pops, and the paint won't go. And the rebound tipped by Coddington to Lex Lucia. 6:50 to go here in the second. Lucia across the Spartans logo. Goes to Musaw. Feeds one down low for Wilsey, and she hits another one. Maddie Wilsey's got 9. And Unitigo leads 32-14. They are really filling it up here tonight. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Simmons to the right side. And now Sydney will pump it inside to Ava Sirigliano. Back out top for Bales. Her shot was blocked, but it's taken back by Sydney. Simmons got it for a long two. Left side after the steal. Won't go. Sirigliano says, I got it. Cleans it up and puts it in. Sirigliano now has 6. And the Unitigo girls lead 32-16. Second quarter here with about 6 minutes to go. Musaw skips across the top of the defense, finds Coddington, corner three, too strong, rebound Simmons. Simmons in transition, left side, wants to take it in, blocked by Coddington. She hustled back and swatted it out of bounds.
And they just high-fived each other, actually, and they're laughing at each other. I don't know if, obviously, they play together or know each other or whatever, but you always got to like stuff like that.
This group of girls from both these teams seems to be pretty friendly off the court as they get it into Bale. She fires up a jumper out of bounds, going back to Unitique. A lot of AAU played together, from what I know, for these two teams.
Yeah, and that's great, though, because it builds relationships off the court and stuff. And obviously, you're competitive on the court. Both play, every player on each team wants to win, obviously. But sometimes the friendships that you build off the court or off the field is what you're going to carry on for your lifetime. And 30 years from now, hey, remember when I blocked you on the fast break?
They'll be talking about that at some picnic or reunion or something. It's a steal by Sydney. They go inside to Sirigliano. And she passed one over to Courtney Mondor, who was fouled, and she will head to the line with 5:27 to go in the second quarter. 32-16 is our score. Unitego girls on top, just a couple minutes away from our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll take a look at the bracket once again. Shot here from Mondor at the line is no good. The Sydney team has had a nice year to get into the sectional tournament, and they have some really nice wins. Some puzzling losses at times as Coach Pierce continues to try to build the program to where he wants it to be. Second shot is off the mark and no good, but a rebound for Mondor. Then she fumbled it out of bounds and back to Unitego.
And for Coach Pierce, it's great to see the improvement that your team, like right there, you got the offensive rebound. She didn't hold on to it, obviously, but seeing the effort to get the rebound, being in the right spot, making the right play, just the final execution part of it, you can build with stuff like that.
Moose onto the interior, had it stripped, but Wilsey was there to save it. Finds McCoy to the high post for Kraft. Unitego working it around. Moose, left side three. That's off the mark. Nice hustle there by Maddie Wilsey to keep it in underneath the basket. Back out to Moose.
The shot clock reset, and I don't think it should have.
And they pass one down low for Wilsey. She's blocked, and now we'll have a foul.
Coach Pierce saying the same thing. That ball didn't hit the rim. That should have been a shot clock violation.
He's pleading his case once again. With 4:50 to go here in the second quarter, it's 32-16. Unitego girls on top of Sydney. And Sydney just can't seem to catch a break here right now with some of these calls.
You know, he wasn't pleading his case earlier, but I think at this point he's ready to go.
We all know Coach Pierce, and he can be a fiery guy. And they are stoking the fire right now as Wilsey gets the first one at the line. She's into double figures with 10.
He sat down, he's back up.
33-16. Boy, two players already in double figures. Moose with 11, Wilsey with 10. Now make it 11. Lucia has 7, McCoy has 5. Really good balance as now Wilsey's going to get a break.
If you get balanced scoring like that across the board, that's just great. And that's exactly what you want. Coach Z, obviously, being from Oneonta, I watched him through some very, very good teams that he had. Built, always had a very good team, solid program, doing the same thing here at Unitego. Can't ask much more if you're him right now from the balance scoring across the board.
Shot from Emma Simmons won't go. A rebound for Unitego. Back down the floor to the high post for Kraft. Now for Moosaw. Shooter's touch there, hit the rim twice, and then falls in for Moosaw.
Sometimes I guess you just got games like that for her right now that hit the rim a few times and just still went in.
Unitego leads 36-16, 4:15 to go, second quarter. Sydney with the ball. They'll take it to the right low block. Now back up top to Sirigliano. Left it short, hit the front of the rim. Turnaround chance for Russo, and she's fouled and will head to the line. Seen a lot of good sportsmanship out here. You know, some girls bumped into each other there, made sure everybody was okay. Not, you know, I don't want to say that's not always the case in the Sydney-Unitego rivalry, but we all know that this has been a fierce rivalry over the years, no matter what the sport is. And so this will be Russo to the line for Sydney. Her shot is good. So the freshman, Emily Russo, and there's some young players making contributions on this Sydney team, which means that the future will be bright. Second shot, in and out. And the rebound is tracked down here by Russo. Inside for Sirigliano. She rolls it off the back of the rim. Rebound Kraft.
And see, that's the type of play right there where I was just talking about, like, the final execution might not have been there, but she missed her own free throw, got the rebound, made an excellent pass around the defender down low. And you really can't ask for much more than that. I mean, obviously, you want the layup to go in and stuff like that, but when you're building a program and you've got young players, that's just something that you'd like to see. Just like that take right there from Emma. That was a great take. He's building a solid program. You can see the foundation is being built across the board.
Simmons with a little runner in the lane after a steal by Sirigliano. Makes it 36-19, so Emma now has 6 points. Lucia, right side three, in and out. Hit the front, popped up high, and then a rebound for Lizzie Kraft. Had her pocket picked here by Sirigliano, and she's off to the races for Sydney. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Our score is Unitigo 36, Sydney 19. Here is Simmons in the paint and scores again for Sydney, and Emma's up to 8 points now. Makes it 36-21. Sydney keeping it manageable. You know, if they could go on a little run, they'd be back in this ball game perhaps with now 2:55 to go in the second quarter.
Absolutely, and they're doing a great job of taking away the fast break layups. And if you can get stopped and hopefully Unitigo starts missing a couple more shots like they're starting to do right now, you know, they were on fire to start the game. And
yeah, now a steal right here by Unitigo. Just when it felt like they were getting that momentum, Coddington scoops it up and scores her first bucket to make it 38-21.
But if you can hopefully have you know, some shots not fall and get some stops yourself, you know, you're gonna get yourself back in this game.
Simmons to the right side, steps in for a two. A little long off the back of the rim, out of bounds, last touch by Coddington, so it will stay with Sydney. Wilsey back in and McCoy to the bench here. As Coach Z continuing to rotate different players in. With 2:20 to go in the second quarter, our score is Unitigo 38 and Sydney 21. Unitigo the 4 seed, Sydney the 13 here in the Section 4 Class C bracket. And a jumper here off the inbounds here for the Sydney Warriors. Michaela Bales can't get it to go. Kicked back out. And Sydney's going to reset the offense. They'll go to the interior for Sirigliano. Pull-up jumper off the front of the rim. Both teams scrambling for the rebound. Sirigliano somehow comes in there, steals it, and puts it in.
She is going to be a very solid player for Coach Pierce for the next, I mean, the rest of this game, obviously, but the next few years as well. Only as a sophomore, she's been very impressive today.
So it's a 38-23 lead now, and a foul by Emma Simmons on Kai Musa up near midcourt. But, boy, Unitigo scoring very, very well here tonight, just like they did in the MAC championship game. Timely shooting, too. They're able to make the shot when they need it. Unitigo with the ball. Musaw to the right corner. Tapped out of bounds as she was looking to pass to Maddie Wilsey.
And as you said at the break, too, Sydney's not scoring. It's just Unitigo is getting, they got some easy fast break layups to start. Made a lot of open looks. And that's great. When you can get out to a fast start like that, it puts the pressure on the other team to play catch-up right away.
Here is Wilsey out for Tatum Coddington for a long two. Foot was on the line. Shot won't go. Rebound Musaw. Musaw steps back in. She wants her own two, and that's short. And a rebound for Sirigliano. Down the right side, a lob pass ahead for Simmons. Stops, puts on the brakes, takes it inside. Rolls off. Sirigliano tries to scoop it up. Missed the shot short, and Wilsey with the rebound. And they're continuing to push the pace here. Going to the far side for Coddington, but the pass was behind her, out of bounds, and now back to the Sydney Warriors. 1:09 to go in the second quarter, and Sydney with the basketball. Almost halftime here with about 1:05 to go in the second quarter. They try to go to Sirigliano in the right corner, in the left corner, excuse me. She gathers it up, skips across the defense. Down low for Russo, and a traveling violation on Sydney.
That's unfortunate, but that was great ball movement by the offense there by Sydney. And as you said, they're trying to build a very solid program here, and stuff like that that you see as a coach where it's frustrating you got to travel, but it's encouraging to see the kind of ball movement, the execution offensively.
Musaw to the left side, Unitigo with a 38-23 lead, and they try to float one down low for Wilsey. It rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to Sydney with 41 seconds to go in the second quarter. Nate Lowe and Franklin Boys coach Sky Thompson with me tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Pass from Simmons to Russo, right side. Jumper won't go. Kraft is able to rip that one away from Sirigliano, and Unitigo can play for the last shot with 20 seconds if they wish.
And Nate, I don't know if you saw, but after that turnover right there, Coach Z at the end of the bench was not happy. And gotta love it. I don't know how old he is. Obviously, he's been doing this for a while, but the passion and the fire he's still got, the way he develops his players at Oneonta, now here at Unitigo. Obviously, we know the success he's had the last couple years here. He's just one of the best coaches, obviously, not just only in this area, but New York State history and just everything that he's done.
Now a steal by Unitigo right at midcourt with Lex Lucia to the left side for three at the buzzer. No. So our halftime score, 38-23. Even though I'm laughing because I look down, he's sitting on the bench. He still looks frustrated here, Coach Z. He's always a perfectionist, always wants more out of this team. Knows they're capable of more. So our halftime score, 38-23. Unitigo girls leading Sydney. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a minute here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
673986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's time now for a Marabito Energy Products halftime report here. 38-23 is our score. Unitigo girls on top. Of course, Marabito has been serving the community since 1927 at Marabito. Our people make energy different. Let's look at our first half scoring summary. First for Unitigo, Kylie Musa with 13, Maddie Wilsey with 11, Lex Lucia with 7, Bailey McCoy with 5, Tatum Coddington with 2. Great balance for Unitigo. On the other side for Sydney, 8 points apiece for Ava Sirigliano and Emma Simmons. They both had nice first halves. Courtney Mondor with 4, Michaela Bales with 2, Emily Russo with 1. Sydney played well in that first half. They are just running into a juggernaut here, and sometimes that happens in sectionals.
We talked about it early on about trying to basically treat the game like it's a normal game, not getting caught up in the pressure. Unitigo pressed them early, got some easy steals, got some easy fast break layups. That's what got them out to a bigger lead, made Sydney have to play catch up right from the very beginning. And as you said after the first quarter, it's not that they're not scoring. 23 points and a half is not bad. 38, though, for Unitigo is exactly what you want to see. You talked about the balanced scoring. They're getting that across the board, knocking down shots, playing very good defensively. They're doing a lot of the things that Coach D teams you see do where they're very prepared. They make good decisions. And when they make one bad pass, as I said, you look at him on the bench and he's still not happy regardless of what the score is. If you're Sydney, though, you got to realize there's a lot of time left in this game. You made your turnovers early on. All right, that's where a lot of obviously the lead came from for Unitigo. But if we can get some stops, go one possession at a time, work the ball inside, I think Emma does a very good job driving it. And obviously, Sirigliano, offensive rebounds or whatever, she's very impressive, I got to be honest. They can get a comeback started here early on. You don't want to give up like the one possession for Unitigo, second, third, fourth, fifth chance opportunities, offensive rebound after offensive rebound. But it's not undoable. The game plan's got to be play our style of game. Don't let them come out here early on in the third quarter and stretch the lead even more. We want it to go from 15 to, by the seven-minute mark, maybe 13, and then keep working it down even more. But you don't want it to get to the six-minute mark, and now all of a sudden it's gone from a 15-point lead to a 20-point lead or something like that, and then it changes things and it demoralizes you.
You know, if you're a Sydney fan right now, I think if you look at their roster, Ava's a sophomore, she's coming back. Emma is a junior, she's coming back. Those are your two leaders, and you're getting some nice contributions. Emily Russo, just a freshman. Michaela Bales, just a sophomore. So the future is definitely bright. They had a nice JV team this year, so that is some real positives for Sydney. They still got a lot of basketball left to be played here in the second half. If you're Unitigo, boy, you really are peaking at the right time of the season. Now, everybody in Section 4 is saying that, you know, the Section 4 bracket is going to run through the one seed Newark Valley. Very, very good team. They've been ranked pretty much the whole year number one in the state, and a very good team that has size and guards. And, I mean, we saw Newark Valley a couple of years ago when they were a small B school go to the sectional final and play Norwich in a game that we did on CDO. So we know they're the real deal. But if you're Unitigo and you continue to advance through the tournament, you would run into Newark Valley eventually, possibly. And shooting like this can certainly keep you in a lot of games.
If you shoot the ball like they're shooting the ball tonight, anything can happen. And we see that across the board. When you shoot the ball like Unitigo shooting the ball. First of all, it's balanced. They're very, as we talked about, they're very balanced scoring. So it's not like, you know, they are showing up and you know, okay, we got to stop so-and-so. Like, that's who they go through. If we stop that, her or him, if it's a boys game, right, that's what we got to do. Unitigo is so balanced across the board to where if you're a coach trying to game plan, it's like, well, we take her away, you know, she's going to shoot the ball well. They got girls off the bench who have been very impressive as well. When you're so balanced like that, it makes it that much harder to game plan. And when you're shooting the ball like this, it makes it that much harder, too, because you're like, well, we can't give them any open looks, but that creates more looks inside for them.
This Section 4 Class C bracket is loaded when you think about Newark Valley, you think about Moravia, Unitigo, Delhi, the list goes on. It's going to be a very fun next couple of weeks here. So, all right, it's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. They have been serving the community since 1927, always proud to support high school sports here on WCDL. Our halftime score here, opening round of sectionals, Unitigo girls at home leading Sydney 38-23. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back with the third quarter in just a minute on WCDL.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the third quarter live from the U tonight. Unitigo girls leading 38-23. And now a steal by Sydney as they go right to left to start the second half. But Bailey McCoy's is not so fast. Takes it back. We're going to have a jump ball there. And the possession arrow will give it to Sydney. Sydney's in the maroon with the gray and the white trim. Unitigo's in the white with the green trim here to start the second half.
They got to stop their first possession just like we were just talking about. You get a stop, go down, they score, gets it down to 13.
Sydney is not going to quit here. We know that. This team has a lot of heart and a lot of hustle. So it should be a very interesting second half here if the Warriors can chip away. A pass to Emma Simmons is too strong. Off her leg and out of bounds back to Unitigo. And that's just tough. Those possessions hurt you so much against a quality team like Unitigo. You need every possession.
Yep, you get the stop yourself and turn it right back over. Not what they wanted to do, but by no means, we haven't even played 30 seconds after this half, so.
Shot from Coddington in the right corner, no good. Sirigliano, another rebound. Boy, she's been impressive tonight for the Sydney Warriors. Leaving one off for Emma Simmons, top of the key. Early third quarter here at Unitigo tonight. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you. Pass down low here for Sydney. Partially blocked by Coddington. Shot was from Courtney Mondor. And now we'll have a jump ball. Mondor hit the deck pretty hard there. We'll hope that she's okay with 7:07 to go in the third. A little slow to get up, but appears to be okay. Boy, she went down hard there.
You know, I made a noise here on the radio, and I got to tell you, as we're waiting here a little second, one time my dad was, I don't know how he got roped into this, and if he's listening, he's probably going to hate me for telling this story, but he somehow got roped into doing a Hartwick game one time, and it was a Hartwick women's game, and somehow he was on the microphone doing the announcing. I don't know how he got roped into that. and someone fell hard just like that over the loudspeaker. He goes, oh!
It just comes out so naturally, you know?
Needless to say, that was the last time he was asked to do a game up there.
Well, it appears that Mondor is okay because she's back running up and down the court, grimacing a little bit, but boy, she's tough. Unitico took a shot in the meantime, went up and out of bounds, so Sydney gets it back. And we've all been there. We've said some things on the mic. I'm sure that hasn't gone over well. Mondor's going to travel here. She tried to step back for a three. It just has not been the start of the third quarter that she's wanted. With 6:35 to go in the third, it's 38-23. Unitico girls on top of Sydney here in the sectional tournament. They go to the left side here for Bailey McCoy. McCoy to the right side. Simmons kind of hounding her. They'll reverse it to the far side now for Kai Musaw. Down the baseline. Back out. Musaw, three ball. Left it short on the front of the rim. Trying to chase it down. It's going to pop into the Unitego bench and be last touched by Sydney.
By the way, happy Tuesday.
Yeah, right?
This is the only time this century this can happen. I'm spending it here on the radio with you.
Yeah, the 2-22-22 thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's as McCoy to the right side. A shot here won't go down. Gets her own rebound. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, it hit me today that that's the only time this century that that can happen.
I know. I was reading something that it would be like another 400 years before something like that would happen again. Here is Lex Lucia with a shot in the paint and it won't go down.
And here we are doing this.
Hey, what a good way to celebrate. Kick off the sectional tournament. Sirigliano with that rebound. 5.5 to go in the third. Our score is still 38-23. Nobody has scored yet so far here in the third quarter. Far side now, a pass from Michaela Bales. Pass to the interior. Sirigliano, pump fake, steps through, hits the shot. And I think it's going to count. Yes, count it for Sirigliano. She's got 10 points.
And if you're Sydney, I mean, Unitego hasn't scored yet. So you're working your way back in. You would have liked to have gotten, obviously, a shot or two before now, you know, being 2.5 minutes into this half. But still, she makes this. It's only a 12-point game. Anything can happen. Unitego's looked a little bit slower this half offensively. So Sydney's very well within reach right here. They keep getting a couple more stops.
Yes, Rigliano hits the foul shot, making it 38-26. Here's Musaw back the other way. Her left-handed layup won't go. Then out of bounds, going to stay with Unitego. And what do they say, the most dangerous lead is a 10-point lead, something like that? It can evaporate very quickly, but yet it feels like it's a bigger lead than it is, I think, is the point behind that, as Unitego looks to get it in.
Oh, they missed a girl wide open on the block.
They go to Musaw, left side, now to McCoy. High post for Wilsey. Can they get the offense going? Lex Lucia steps back out. Inside for Maddie Wilsey. Fouled, and she will head to the line. Can't hit the shot, though. Well, your Franklin guys finished practice up and levitated over the hill to come over and support the Unitego girls today. I love seeing the support between the two schools.
You got to love the support, but you don't got to love the speed that they've been driving to get over.
Maddie Wilsey's first shot at the line won't go.
No, you got to love the support, obviously. As we talked about before, when we do the boys game over here, a lot of my guys come over and watch them for that, play the Franklin Unitego soccer team, obviously. And a couple of my guys actually go to school throughout the day here, just based off of how classes and stuff like that go. So it's great to see them over here supporting.
Wilsey gets the second shot. We'll have a timeout by Unitego. 5:03 to go in the third. Unitego leads 39-26. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Sydney breaking the press and a great pass from Sirigliano to Mondor. She's got six. It's 39-28. 4:45 to go in the third. Still a lot of basketball left to be played.
If you're Sydney, just keep chipping away. Keep playing the way you're playing. You don't want to give up any easy looks or anything like that, but
just keep getting the rebounds like that right there. You can get another stop, get a good look offensively.
Russo with the rebound, back up the floor. They find Serigliano inside, puts it up, can't get it. Second chance, yes, off the pass from Simmons. And Serigliano's got 13. It's a nine-point game here, Sky, 39-30.
They're doing exactly what we talked about. They're getting good stops, capitalizing on offense. Wow, nice finish. Very nice play.
Up and under from Maddie Wilsey, and that gives her 14 on the reverse layup. Makes it 41-30 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Still a good game here, though. Opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Tournament. Down low for Russo. Tried to pass to the interior. Somehow it finds its way over to Courtney Mondor, who scores again, and she's got 8.
If you're Sydney, you got to be very happy with the way you're playing right now. Keep chipping away, one possession at a time.
41-32. Unitigo's going to have to keep working hard here to keep Sydney at bay. Moosaw, left side, to the left elbow, goes down low for Wilsey. Stripped, ball comes loose. Moosaw got it back, though, for Unitigo. Up top, Lex Lucia, 10 on the shot clock for three. It's short, but it bounces all the way back out to her. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. It's 41-32. Unitigo with the basketball. Right side for McCoy. And now back to Musa. They look a little more timid to me here, Sky, in the second half.
I was just thinking the same thing. I don't know if it's designed to be drain the clock more or something, but they're getting looks that they were shooting in the first half, and they're not taking them now. And I almost feel like, I don't know if they're trying to drain the clock too much, because sometimes teams try to do that and it actually ends up hurting you because you're not playing your game. You're more just trying to drain the clock and good opportunities that you have that they were shooting and making in the first half. Now they're not doing.
Wilsey was able to score on a pass from Coddington on the left low block. Sydney came back up the floor. A foul against Unitigo. Serigliano got hacked. And so Sydney will have the ball underneath their own basket, trailing 43-32. 2:50 to go in the third. Emma Simmons to the right side as Sydney goes right to left. Top of the key, thought about pulling a deep one there, but didn't pull the trigger. Now tapped away by Lucia. Simmons will chase it into the backcourt here with 2:35 to go, third quarter. Simmons to midcourt, comes across the Spartans logo, will go to Michaela Bales. Now back to Simmons, pulls it this time and hits a deep three, big time for Emma Simmons.
She thought about it, we just talked about it, she thought about it before. Now it's an 8-point game, and Sydney's slowly but surely just crawling back into this.
43-35, huge shot there from Emma Simmons. To the high post, Kraft down low, Wilsey finishes. Good look there from the freshman, Lizzie Kraft. A lot of young players on this court here for both sides. Unitigo leading 45-35. Knocked out of bounds. Lucia was able to tap it away there from Serigliano with a 1:58 to go here in the third. It's a good one in the opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Tournament. Tigo is the 4 seed and Sydney the 13. Nothing like some February madness here to start the Section 4 tournament. Now we'll have a jump ball, and the arrow's going to keep it with Sydney as McCoy got her mitts in there going up against Michaela Bales of Sydney.
They want to learn you right now, let me pick it up.
So the Warriors looking to get it in on the baseline, underneath the basket. They'll find Emma Simmons. Little reverse layup for Emma, just hit the underside of the rim. Did everything there, but get it up high enough to finish.
It was a nice take by her, though. Nice move.
Sure was.
As you said, unlucky where it hit the rim, but very nice take.
Here's Lex Lucia down low, collides with two players. Ball bounces over to Moosaw. Her shot won't go. Rolls off the back of the rim. Moosaw into the land of the trees, pulls it down. Back to Maddie Wilsey. Right elbow, jumper is good. She's got 20.
The last two possessions, Unitigo hasn't been as stagnant offensively, looking like they're going to drain the shot clock as much. I don't know. I don't think they heard us, but I think that we should take the credit for this.
And now Sydney with a turnover on the travel. Yeah, we'll take the credit up here. It was all us. Minute 13 to go in the third. You're right. The last two possessions, they've looked like they got back in the flow a little bit.
Kind of like when we do a football game, we talk about, you know, they haven't thrown the ball in a while.
Next play. 47-35, Unitigo with the basketball here. In control, but Sydney is hanging around, making things tough. Moosaw, left side, on the baseline, and she's fouled. Reach in by Emily Russo.
You're seeing Unitigo look to be a little more aggressive offensively. The first six minutes of this quarter, they were just getting the ball passing around the perimeter. That time, she caught the ball on the wing, drove it, got fouled.
So Kai Musaw to the line here was tremendous in the MAC championship game last Friday and cannot get the first shot here to go. Nice crowd on hand here at the U. Student section is out here tonight supporting the girls, and the boys will be here tomorrow night for their opening round game where they host the Walton Warriors. And second shot for Musaw is good. That game will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, in case you're wondering. Musaw now has 14.
Interesting to see another league matchup in the first round.
Yeah, that's kind of shaked out that way for a bunch of teams.
And, you know, that makes things challenging, too. You know, we talked about, like, the snow or the weather, you know, whatever. But when you play a team that you've played in your league before, there's no secrets.
Here is Simmons, another deep three for Sydney. Won't go down. Kraft is able to tip it to herself. Serigliano stole it back. Pull-up jumper, rolled off the rim twice, out of bounds, now going back to Unitigo. And Serigliano and Kraft, a great battle of young bigs inside here. Serigliano, the sophomore, Kraft, the freshman.
Kraft's a freshman, wow.
Yes, 5'10 freshman.
You know, between her and Musaw, who I was looking at your sheet here, is only a junior. Coach Z's got a lot to be looking forward to as well going forward.
Yeah, he has some good players coming back, including Maddie Wilsey, who's got 20 points tonight and is just a junior. Another jump ball is going to keep it with Unitigo here. 15 seconds to go in the third. Unitigo leading 48-35.
You know, I haven't seen too many high fives and smiles at Trap either. We just saw an aggressive jump ball.
Unitigo gets it into Lucia. Her three is short. Popped out of bounds. Going to stay with Unitigo. Yeah, it feels like the rivalry, those juices are kind of flowing a little bit more now here.
It definitely is.
McCoy looking to get it in. 10 ticks left, third quarter. Popped out of bounds. Good defense by Michaela Bales.
And, you know, for Sydney, it's kind of going to be an awful feeling at the end of this quarter if you're down 13, maybe 15 or 16, depending on what Unitigo does. They got it all the way down to an 8-point lead. You really felt like the momentum was going their way. Mm-hmm. They were starting to do some things real well. Unitigo just gets a couple possessions here, and it just swings the lead that much more back in their favor.
Kraft was fouled by Serigliano on the inbounds pass with 8 seconds left. And so Kraft to the line. And the first one for Lizzie won't go down. Came up as a freshman this year on the varsity soccer team as well. Had a very nice season. Second one coming here for Lizzie.
And Maddie Wilsey's a junior, too.
Yeah, just a junior as well. And second shot for Lizzie is no good. Serigliano a rebound. Going to try to take it herself. Layup at the buzzer is good for Serigliano.
Wow.
What a take. She's got 15.
Coast to coast. That was great.
End of the third. It's Unitigo 48, Sydney 37. Girls sectional basketball tonight. It's the first round. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe and Franklin Boys coach Sky Thompson with you here tonight. Sky's always nice enough to join me for any game I'm willing to do. And tonight we have the Unitigo girls and Sydney as we start the fourth quarter.
You know, it all started when you texted me an offer that I couldn't refuse. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't watch a lot of them, but I'm a big movie guy with, like, mafia movies.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get a text that says something about an offer I can't refuse, I'm going to go along with it.
You're going to go along with that. Yeah, that's the power we have here. Yeah. A block by Unitigo out of bounds as the first possession of the fourth quarter is Sydney's. Lex Lucia couldn't get there in time to save it. So our score as we start the fourth, 48-37, Unitigo girls leading Sydney, opening round of the sectional tournament. Sydney throws it away, a steal here by Mousson, trying to go coast to coast, and she hits it. And Kai Mousson now has 16. And it's a 50-37 lead for Unitigo over Sydney in this 4 versus 13 matchup. Sirigliano, jump ball, going back to Sydney. Sirigliano has played very well here tonight, as well as Emma Simmons and Courtney Mondor. They just can't quite seem to get over the hump.
You very well could see these two teams next year going forward, battling it out. It's time again, as you said, Sydney bringing pretty much everyone back. Unitigo bringing some very good pieces back. Coach Z, obviously, great coach. You know he's going to develop players and all that. So, and Coach Pierce for Sydney developing his program as a whole. As you said, they had a good JV team. So a lot to look forward to for both programs.
And Sirigliano with a bucket here. She has 17 training baskets as Kraft got one just a minute ago for Unitigo. So it's 52-39. Lex Lucia dishes into the corner. Coddington, a long two, rattles in and out. Rebound, flies out of bounds, going to stay with Unitigo. That was Coddington's spot the other night. She hasn't hit one there so far. We'll see if she can heat up here in the last 6:48. As again, Unitigo leads 52-39. Lucia to the left side, escapes some pressure. Pulls up at the line, shot won't go. Rebound here for Bales. Bales in transition, stops and just kind of tosses one up. Almost like she didn't mean to. Gets her own rebound back out. Emma Simmons for three, and she buries it.
It worked out for him.
Somehow, kind of a broken play, finds the ball with Emma, and she's able to hit that three. 52-42. This game is not over yet.
I feel like the shot there for Bales, she stopped. She didn't know what to do with it, so she just goes, instead of traveling, I'm just going to throw it at the rim.
Threw it up. It all worked out. Unitigo back the other way with 6:05 to go in the fourth. Here is Lex Lucia. Deep three, high arcing shot, and it hit off the front of the rim. A rebound back out here for Unitigo off that missed shot. Now to Tatum Coddington. Far side, Lex Lucia. Pump fakes, takes it inside. We got a foul as Russo is whistled for the infraction. First foul of the fourth quarter on either team.
If you're Sydney, though, there's still 5:53 left, down by 10. You just saw you play very well in the third quarter. As I said, a couple late buckets by Unitigo, but very much this is doable.
An inbounds pass to Kraft. Nice take, and she finishes on the left side.
Very impressive player right there. He's a freshman, right, I believe?
Yeah, just a freshman,
wow.
Lizzie Kraft. Makes it 54-42. Sydney with the basketball. Again, they go to Simmons. She steps in for a 20-footer. Was partially blocked, and Coddington's able to pick up the loose ball. Unitigo in transition. They go to Coddington. High post. Lizzie Kraft down low. Finds Wilsey. Scores. Wilsey's got 22. Timeout taken here by head coach Bob Z. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo back in control over the Sydney girls. 56-42. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Third quarter of the other game that we're keeping an eye on, Thomas Edison in Harpersville, as Sydney throws the ball away to start out of this timeout. Thomas Edison is leading at 38-24, third quarter of that game. So if that held true and this score held true, it would be Unitigo and Thomas Edison in the next round.
Here, right?
It would be here, yes. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 56-42 our score. Unitigo on top. They feed one down low to Maddie Wilsey through her hands and out of bounds. Still 4:58 left to go here, Coach. Unitego trying to hang around. Or, excuse me, Sydney trying to hang around against Unitego.
Here at the Johnny Mac Brown High School.
Yes, the Johnny Mac Brown High School here tonight hosting the sectional tournament. The turnover and the travel is going back to Unitego once again. If you don't know that reference, you need to listen to the Nate Lowell podcast, I guess. So, had you on for an episode. It was fun. Can't wait to do that again, Coach. That was fun.
Or just YouTube it.
Yeah, or just YouTube it. You'll enjoy. 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego with the basketball going left to right. They go to Coddington at the top of the key. Now to Lucia. Inside for Maddie Wilsey. Yes, they are finding her at all the right spots. She has 24 tonight.
Very nice offense from Unitego. We talked about them being a little bit stagnant, a little too slow there for much of the third quarter, but they've really come alive. They're really working the ball around nicely, finding the high-low, throwing the ball high post and turning around, throwing it right to the girl on the block. Very nice offense from Coach Z and his team.
Sydney throwing the ball away, and now Unitego leading 58-42 with coming up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Inside pass to Kraft, blocked by Sirigliano. That's a tough call, and Kraft heads to the line here with 4:11 to go, fourth quarter. And so stepping in at the line will be Lizzie Kraft. Kraft steps in, first shot, in and out. So, of course, Unitego denied a chance to go to the state tournament back at the start of the pandemic as they won the last Section 4 Class C tournament. Kraft gets the second one to go. Would have had that dream matchup with Cooperstown that we all wondered how that would have gone in the regional game. And the game was canceled that week, and life has really been different since, but it's good to be back here in the sectional tournament. Three ball for Sydney, too strong for Michaela Bales, rebound for Sirigliano, and she puts it in. She has 19.
And I was just looking at your sheet here. Lizzie Kraft did not start for Unitego, so we talk about getting solid minutes from people off the bench and stuff. Coach Z can't ask for much more than what she's provided. I mean, it hasn't been a ton of, like, you know, she scored.
Kraft's got five. And she's fouled and is going right back to the line here.
But her impact on the game has been so much more than just on the scoring with all the rebounds she's played. I wish we kept all of the steps like you attempted me to try and deal with the Tri-Valley Championship, that triple overtime game. I proved to everyone I'm not a stat keeper at all.
Well, that game was just so crazy. I mean, I couldn't really ask anyone to do stats. It was so fun. It was like you just got lost in the moment, you know. I don't blame you at all. Kraft to the line, and first shot is good. She's got six.
But I would love to know the stats of the rebounds or the assists, but not even that, just her impact on the game. All the things she's doing well of finding the next person who's open or just the right play as she hits the second one. She's really had a great impact on this game off the bench for Coach Z and going forward through sectional. And she's up against a very good player. It's Sirigliano for Sydney. It's something that you can really work with.
Here is Sirigliano. Sydney trails 61-44 with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Emma for three. A long two, they're going to say. Foot was on the line. 16 now for Emma Simmons. So Sirigliano with 19. Simmons with 16 on the side for the Warriors. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
And as you and I said, 46 points for Sydney is not a low-scoring game by any means. It's just Unitego's offense is just so high-powered. They get balanced across the board. When you get points off the bench from Kraft like they've gotten.
As Wilsey scores, she's now got 26 off a good dish from McCoy. I agree. You know, having Kraft come off the bench with seven and some of the other girls that they will bring in from time to time, really good. Nice, solid contributions off the bench. Simmons in the backcourt here as we come up on 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney trailing 63-46. It's been a good season here for the Warriors as it looks like Unitego is going to try to put the icing on the cake here. As Sydney passes to the interior, a shot from Mondor is too strong.
And another rebound from Kraft.
Kraft ahead to Musson, she scores.
That's exactly what we're talking about. It's the plays like that. She gets the rebound, makes a great hit ahead, and they get an easy layup. It's plays like that.
2:15 to go in the fourth. Timeout taken by Unitego. We'll step away as they lead 65-46 late in the fourth here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Sirigliano's going to end up with a loose ball here, and she is fouled at the right low block. Foul's going to be here on McKenna Gilbertson, who's fresh into the game for Unitigo. Coach Z starting to go to the bench a little bit here.
Yeah, I think he's emptied it pretty much, and he's going even a few more, I see, getting up off the bench here.
It looks like Moussaw and probably McCoy are going to come out. Harley Bertzel coming in here for Unitigo. Had a really nice year as a seventh grader on JV, so she checks in. Madeline Bertzel coming in as well. He's got Gilbertson in there. Chelsea Van Dusen, who's played some nice minutes off the bench this year for the Spartans. And so the starting five has done their job tonight for Unitigo as the four seed. Here's Emma Simmons, and she's fouled and will head to the line. She took it to the interior with a 1:54 to go here in the fourth. Unitigo girls leading 65-46.
I really like what Coach Z did there. He emptied his bench. Well, we thought he emptied his bench. But he made sure he took out Moussaw and
McCoy.
And McCoy. After the great games they got, so they got a very nice ovation from the crowd. I like stuff like that. I don't know. I would never do that for Matt Farrell, but...
Well, we always make a lot of fun of Matt Farrell, but he is one of the best players in the area and definitely one of the best players in the Tri-Valley League. As Emma gets the second shot to go, she now has 17, makes it 65-47. And the best of luck to you guys tomorrow in your game. You host Gilboa at 6 o'clock. And I'm sure that the Gilboa coaching staff's having some nightmares about Matt Cerro tonight. He's tough. He's so tough.
I know. As a coach, it's tough to coach a guy like No, he's great. I pick on him and stuff. He'll tell you when you get him on the podcast how I proved tonight, actually, at practice. I'm still quicker than him.
So we got a steal by Sidney here. And they'll bring it back down the floor. Now, that's going to be a good story to hear.
Oh, I got plenty for you.
Emma Simmons pulls it back out here as we hit 90 seconds to go. Unitigo girls continuing their season. As Simmons, straightaway three, buckles off the right side of the rim, won't go down. Sirigliano trying to get the rebound. She's got it. We'll have a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Sidney Warriors as Coach Pierce going to the bench now. As well, looks like Emma is going to trot off here, as well as Courtney Mondor, Emily Russo. A good effort here today by the Sidney Warriors, for sure.
And as you said, Sidney doesn't quit. They're down 18 right now, but they're still playing very hard, giving it everything they got. You got to like to see stuff like that, because they know that there's a minute 18 left, that you know this is the end of their season, but they're still giving it everything they have, and that's just great to see.
A steal by McKenna Gilbertson. We'll go to Bertzel, looking for her first varsity points. Oh, just a little short rebound to Sirigliano.
It looked good off of the release. I thought she had that.
Sure did. Sirigliano down the floor, the floater off the front of the rim, and a rebound picked up here by Unitigo. Caitlin Henn getting a nice ovation from the crowd. Ball rolls out of bounds. Unitigo bringing it down with Natasha Swift. It rolled out. And it looks like Sirigliano is done. 19 tonight for Sidney. Well done by the sophomore with an extremely bright future ahead.
Absolutely.
50 seconds left here, and Unitigo girls leading Sidney 65-47. And so Sidney will get it across midcourt. And they'll pass to the far side. It's just a matter of time now. Sidney concluding a very nice season here, as we'll have a foul up top with 35 seconds left. Foul's going to be on Madison Bertzel.
And for those listening, McKenna Gilbertson's wearing a big knee brace on her left knee, and having had ACL surgery myself, now I don't know that if that's the surgery she had, but I'm making a guess that that's it, because I had a brace very much like that. It is great to see her as a senior out on the court, moving around, being able to play, because you know, this is probably it for her basketball career, but for her to be able to be out on the court moving around and stuff, she gets a steal, then a double dribble, she just shakes her head and laughs at herself. it's stuff like this that's so great about high school sports and being able to be given the opportunity to get back out on the court, because when stuff like that happens, you just don't know what your future holds.
Warriors will get it in after that turnover with 22 seconds left. They're underneath their own basket. They'll pass one in here for Zoe Sullivan. And to the far side for Bree Taylor. Some of the JV call-ups getting some time here. Down to 12 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Sydney possibly could get the last shot here. It's back up near midcourt again with Sullivan. Trying to go to the far side. Tapped out of bounds. We'll stay with Sydney with 3 seconds left. Reminder to stay tuned for our post-game show. We're going to give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. A lot of choices tonight. Sydney looking to get it in. They do. Can they get a shot at the buzzer? No.
Yes,
they will. They're going to come up short, and that'll do it. 65-47. Unitego moves on. Post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Unitego as the Unitego girls defeat Sydney in the 4-13 game. Final score tonight, 65-47. Let's run you through the scoring summary. First for Unitego, a game high, 26 points. I might dare to say that might be a career high as well for Maddie Wilsey. She was tremendous tonight. 18 for Kylie Musaw, 7 apiece for Lex Lucia and Lizzie Kraft, 5 for Bailey McCoy, 2 for Tatum Coddington. On the other side for Sydney, 19 for Ava Sirigliano and 17 for Emma Simmons, 8 for Courtney Mondor, 2 for Michaela Bales, 1 for Emily Russo. All right, Coach, time to get into our 3 awards here. Let's first start off with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. 26 points tonight. I think Maddie Wilsey is very deserving of our offense award tonight.
Absolutely. We talked about all game, the balanced scoring from Unitego, but she was phenomenal start to finish. You know, and it's weird. She scored 26 points, and it didn't really feel like
it was
like they were feeding her the ball or she was taking a lot of shots. It was just very good quality shots, smart shots, but 26 points, that's a great night for her.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I was thinking maybe Ava Sirigliano here from Sydney, 19 points, but was great on the glass. I thought she was great defensively on the inside, blocked some shots. I mean, you could go with her for all purpose as well, but Ava, the future is bright. The same thing for Emma Simmons, but I'd like to go with Ava tonight for that.
Yeah, both, as you said, both Ava and Emma, both just very solid night from both of them, but Sirigliano was just a force up and down the court. I was very impressed by her ball handling, the coast-to-coast take, finishing with her left hand. It was a very bright future for her.
Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I think there's some good choices tonight, but Kylie Musall with 18 really scored a lot early. I thought got a lot of those steals and took some of those passes in early on when they ballooned that lead up. So I think Kai is a good choice for the All-Purpose Award tonight.
Absolutely. Right from the very beginning, she was a huge reason why they got out to that early lead, making Sydney have to play catch-up the whole time. And, you know, things like this are so tough. We talk about it every game that we do. Tonight, though, was even harder because you could make a case for so many girls on that Unitigo team. Ava and Emma for Sydney both. There's so many good players on both teams and bright futures for both teams as well, really.
Yeah, both teams should be very strong in the MAC the next couple of years. Always interesting to think about what's going to happen down the road. And I think there's some great young players on both of these teams. So, Unitigo girls move on. They will host in the second round no matter who they play. It is looking like they could host Thomas Edison. Make sure to stay tuned to WCDO and also take a look at WCDOsports.com. I think the next couple of days will be very interesting. As we talked about during our Butler Auto pregame show tonight, some schools might try to move the game ahead of this potential snowstorm that's coming. Some might say, hey, we are going to try to wait it out. If they can't play Friday, could they play Saturday? I think there's a lot of what-ifs on what our next game on the radio will be. So just make sure you stay tuned because you never know what Mother Nature is going to do.
And check out the Nate Law podcast. I'm sure a lot of people have listened to it, but really, Nate, you do an amazing job with that.
Thank you.
You really do. And your website, natelaw.com, has literally everything on it. You do a great job with the articles that you do on there. I love reading those. Those in the podcast really add a story to a lot of our local athletes, and it's really great because some of the stories have just been just wow, you know, really.
Yeah.
And it's really great that you give young athletes, I mean, you do people of all ages, of course, but young athletes the platform to be able to, some have been some very impactful, talks that you've had on your podcast. And really, I think it's a great job, and it's a great thing that you do for this area.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've had some good episodes recently, so you can check those out. They're available on WCDOsports.com. You can get the link there. It's also available on NateLull.com. It's also available on any podcast app if you're that hip and into the technology. I know some CDO listeners are not, so they can go the old school way, but it is. It's available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, you name it. I've made sure that it's on any available platform, so you can check that out. I will have a indoor track article that I'm working on currently that I will have on NateLull.com coming up soon. Just a quick shout-out. We have had a lot of great indoor track performances from teams and individuals in the MAC, and I feel like I have not given them their due diligence as much as normal because basketball season and wrestling and everything, it can be a real bear to keep up with everything. So I wanted to make sure that I highlight some of the indoor track runners that we've had. They work very, very hard. Some late nights going to those meets up in Cortland and Cornell. So I should have that out hopefully in a few days, and it's going to highlight some very special runners that go to BG. So that's my goal.
That's great. And it's so hard to keep up with everything. I say this all the time. I don't know how you do it, but really what you do is a great thing for this area. And as I said, whether it's the podcast or the articles or just everyone every night, like at this time of the night or a little bit later in the evening, checking out the scores and stats,
We're all very lucky to have you and everything that you do.
Yes, my phone is about to explode, so it'll be a good chance to jump off the air. If you're looking for sectional scores tonight, you're filling out your bracket at home, you can go and follow me on Twitter at Nate Lull or go to NateLull.com. I will be posting all the scores from our local teams in the Class C and D brackets that are playing tonight.
Until 2 a.m.
Until 2 a.m., yes. That is my normal basketball bedtime, which I realize is not healthy or happy for anybody. So, Coach Pierce, thank you. Nice wave from Coach Pierce from midcourt there, one of the best. He's always been very helpful for a lot of things here on CDO. So, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Again, check out WCDOsports.com. We are going to be keeping you up to date with the schedule. And, Sky, good luck in your game tomorrow with the Franklin boys.
Thank you very much. It's an exciting time of the year. And I see one of my players down there talking to one of the Unitego players, Brandon. I hope he has a good night tomorrow night and going forward. And thanks for having me on again.
Hey, glad to do it, and hopefully, you know, over the next week or two, we'll be able to do it again. So
we covered a lot tonight.
We sure did. This was a fun one. Sydney played well. Unitego just a little too much in the end as the Unitego girls move on with a 65-47 victory over Sydney tonight. Again, check back at WCDOsports.com. We'll have the upcoming schedule for you there ASAP. So have a good night, and again, check out NateLull.com for all your scores later this evening. So have a great night. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.